Okay, today's daf Ayin Tes. We're on the Mishnah of Ayin Tes. Tes learned today's daf Schos Refuah Shleima for Chaim ben Rachel. Okay, we are on the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Ganav, guy steals, say it's a shor or a seh, birishus habaylim, meaning he steals it from the property, the chutzur of the owner of the stolen item. V'tavach u'machar chutz mirishusam. And he either does a tfichu the mechira outside of the rishus of the bialim, meaning he stole it from the rishus of the bialim, does a tfichu sheet outside of the rishus of the bialim, or shaganav chutz mirishusam. He steals it, sees it walking down the street, steals it there, and tavach u'machar birishusam. And then he does the tfichu mechira. For some reason, he brings it back into the rishus, the chutzur of the owner, and does a tfichu mechira there. Or case number three, o shaganav v'tavach u'machar chutz mirishusam. Or if he does everything outside the rishus of the bialim, meaning he stole it while he was walking, took it somewhere else, shechted it there or sold it there. All those cases, mishalem tashlumei arba'a b'chamisha. He pays four or five times. Right, Rashi says, let's read the last line. Aval, however, ganav b'tavach u'macha b'rishusam pater. If he takes it, it does tvicha u'mechira in the rishus of the owner, the same, right there. Where he jumps into the owner's field and then goes ahead and shechts the animal there or sells it to somebody there, he is pater from dalal v'hei. Why? Because he never made a kinyan. Because he did the mashicha and the rishus of the abayim, it doesn't work. So he doesn't make. He didn't do a kinyan. Let's just do Rashi. Rashi says, once he does mashicha, he's kone it. Miyav v'nase ganav alav. Aval ganav v'tabach u'macha b'rishuso pater. Why? The lo nase elav ganav. He doesn't become a ganav yet, because to become a ganav, you have to remove it from the rishus of the owner. He's definitely a mazik. So he's another mazik. So what is he pater from? So most Rishonim say he's pater from the cave from the dal v'hei. He clearly has to pay back to Kerem because he damaged the shore. He killed it, but he's pater from the din of tashlumei arba v'chamisha. Fine. Depends on where. It depends on machlokas of how by the kinyanim of how it's done. Right. So he didn't.
The same, but if you, a regular kinyan, forget stealing, you buy something and someone's rishus, you have to remove it from his rishus.
You have to do something to make move it from his source. Rishus, according to this, rishus doesn't work in the rishus of the owner. Right. The Tosel says, Osho tziyam rishus v'alim brace elamaros. Pliger of Ach Ravina, Chad Amar Shotziu Lissimta, Aval Rashus Harabim Lo Kani, right? And then Vichad Rida Amar, Afil Tzilu Rashus Harabim Kana. But you're definitely in the owner's Rashus, and it doesn't work. You have to pull it out from somewhere. You do a different type of Kenyan then, to make sure that it's done. Okay, that's where Tosas points out, about Gana Vitava Chumach Rashus Apater, Tosas points out that above that, Bishalo Higbiu Ashian, if you didn't do Kenyan Hagba. But the Higbiu have a Kani Vichayev. If you're kinyan hagba, you would be chayiv. We'll see later on in the Mishnah. So Mashiach doesn't work, but hagba would work. Different kinyanim have different rules. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Second part is the Mishnah. Hayom Moshko, he is pulling the animal, I guess, out. V'yotze, is on his way out to the Rishus from the Rishus HaBailim. Umeis b'Rishus HaBailim. And the animal dies while it is still in the Rishus HaBailim. He's pater. He's pater because he never did the mashicha, right? He didn't do the mashicha yet, right? Rashi says Hayom Moshko. That's the next case.
It's not called a theft.
Correct. Fine. That's case. But right. So Hayom Moshko v'yotzei umeis b'shus abayalim pater. But higbio if he does hagba osha hutziom rishus abayalim or he got it out of the rishus of the abayalim already umeis. It's the same din basically umeis and then the short and then. I guess the shore dies? Who dies here? The shore, I think, is dying. The shore is dying. Right. So the shore died in the first case, he's not chayiv anything. The shore dies in the second case, he's chayiv to pay kefil, because he made a kinyan on the shore died, whatever, he has to pay kefil. He do tvichu mechira, so there's no dal v'hei, but he has to pay kefil. Okay. Next. Yeah, because he didn't do a geneva. Rashi says, putter everything. He didn't do a geneva. What did he do? He didn't do a geneva, so he's putter. He didn't damage it. He didn't do the damage to it. It died. So he doesn't have a mazik. Okay. Next case. Nisano, he gave it lebechoros b'no. Instead of giving the five slayim, he gave it for the bechor of b'no. Question, who is the he? Who's he? So he, Nisano Lebachoros Beno, Ola Balchov, or he gave this animal to a Balchov, or to pay off his loan, or he gave it to Shomer Chinam, Meshol, Lenosa Sacher, the Socher, Vahaya Moshcho, and the case I think is either the Kohen, or the Balchov, or the Shomer is pulling the animal, Umes, and then the Shor dies, or the Sed dies, Birishus Bailim, in the Rishus of the owner, Pater, the God, the someone is Pater. Hikbiu, if he lifted it, oh, it's Yimish Bailim, Umes Chayav. He did, oh, wow, he brought another Rishus, it's Chayav. So who's the, all these pronouns? Who's the he? So Rashi has two explanations, and he goes by the, we're going to see both, but we're going to do the second lashon of Rashi, is what Rashi agrees and what Tosfos says to be the case. So, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Nisano, right? Rashi Nisano, right? Nisano. So he says, Nisano ba'alav lebechoros beno. The owner of the animal has to give pigeon or ben, so he gives to the Kohen the heisloyim shel pigeon or ben. So, first lashon of Rashi is that not talking about a ganav, it's talking about the owner. And the connection between Mishnah is, we know, at what point in time does it become the Kohen? So Rashi says, no, Loshan Acher, Nisano Ganav, Libichorus Beno, Nisano Lo Sham, Bimokum Sheganvil, Shomerchin Moshoah. I have to pay for a pigeon of Ben. I walk into your Rishus with the Kohen. I steal your animal, or I'm going to steal your animal. I tell the Kohen, you take that animal, as maybe the Kohen doesn't know, you take that animal as the payment for the pigeon of Ben. So that's the case. So Hayamoshko, Hakohen, O Bachov, O Shomer, Umeis, Mershus Abaylim, it's Pater. The Ganav is Pater, right? And then Rashi says, V'loshon Achrina Iker, because Haychayav Ganav Kai, the Ksiv, he says the second Lashon is better. So what the case is as follows, second Lashon. I walk into your field, and I either say, let's just go with the Cohen case. I go to the Cohen, I say, that's for the pigeon of Ben. So the Cohen is pulling it. If the Kohen didn't pull it out of the Rishus of the owner, so there's no theft. The Kohen is essentially now my shliach for the theft. We'll get to that in a second, by Tosfos. So he's pulling it out for me, so until he pulls it out of the Rishus of the Bailim, there is no theft, because there's nothing to do until you get it out of the Rishus of the Bailim. If he does Hagbah, or he gets it out, then there is a theft. The question is whether I was Yotzei Mechov, because with Shinui Rishus and all that, but that's...
Who's considered the guy?
The Ghana, the Kohen is not. The Kohen doesn't know.
So,
Kohen has no idea. Kohen, I tell you, please go take my animal as the pigeon of Ben. Kohen says, okay. Right. So he goes and takes it. So who's the Ghana? The Kohen's not a Ghana. He has no idea. He thinks it's mine. Okay. I've been to two pigeon events in my life, so I don't know.
I mean, he gives it to that particular point.
I don't know. No idea. And just because that's the way we do it now doesn't mean if you did it a different way, it doesn't work. That could just be the techest that we do. But okay. Fine. So what's the case? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, look at Tosos. Tosos also says, Tosos, Nesanola Bechoros, he says, Oso Lashon Shapirish Bekunchus Da'abayla Kai Rochum. Oh, the first sheet of Rashi says it's very, very difficult. He doesn't like it. He says, well, then if you skip down one, two, three lines at the end, it says, Velishna Achrina Shapirish Bekunchus is the better one. That's Nasano Haganav Lubachoros Beno, Hu Iker. The Mishchayev Haganav Mashichas Hani. That the Ganav becomes Chayev with the drawing, the pulling of the of this Kohen. He says, Ib Tomar, so he says, wait a second, this is a very fundamental question here. Ramay Mechayev Mashicha. Why is the Ganav Chayev if the Kohen does the Mashicha? Right? Baha ain't Shlich of Arvera. There's no shlich of arveira. We mentioned before that there's a shlich of arveira when it came to the dal v'hei, but this is not for the dal v'hei. This is for by the tzvichel mechira that we said there was a shlich. That was a deris akasim. This is for the actual ma'isa geneva. Where do we ever see there's an actual case of shlich of arveira for ma'isa geneva? The kohen's doing the ma'isa, and I'm becoming chayev.
Where's that concept called shlich of gemurah?
It's the Gemara's and Kedushin to talk about. That's the halacha.
That's what exactly what this is.
Yeah, but there's no such thing as a shliach d'var avera. That's the rule. There's ain't shliach d'var avera. There are two exceptions for ain't shliach d'var avera. Okay, very good. He says, basically the answer is going to be shkoyah. The answer is that ain't shliach d'var avera only applies if the shliach knows he's doing an avera. I gave it away before by saying he had no idea. Exactly what you're saying. He has no idea that he's doing an avera. There's no concept of shliach d'var avera. We have to figure out why. What's the reason? He says, the Yesh Lomar.
Only 4 in the morning with the guy.
What?
Is that why
So maybe it wasn't 4 in the morning. It was 8 in the afternoon, 8 in the morning, or 2 in the afternoon. Who says it's 4 in the morning? The Yesh Lomar, Tahanu Lo Yodi, the Asli Yodi Yisura. This Kohen has no idea that he's taking it to Isser. Elis Vurim Shahayi Shalo. I told him it was mine. So why would he think otherwise?
He's standing in the other guys'
shoes. Well, so what? So maybe the other guy's watching my thing. He's a professional. He can make up a million cases.
You're the shomer in the house.
I'm not a shomer in the house.
Is there one of the case the guy's a shomer?
Yeah, but what's the case? So I'm giving it to a shomer. That's my animal. You become my shomer. Or that's my animal. You take it as for pigeon or Ben. It's my animal.
And he takes nothing the fact that standing in the other guy's backyard.
So what? And plenty of people have items of theirs and other people's things. I have books of mine in hundreds of people's houses.
Yeah,
I'd like them to return them, but it's mine. Why should he not believe me? Why should he not believe me? But I'm telling you. I'm telling you it's mine. What do you mean? That's not the way the world works. You believe people. You have to be trusted to people.
Right. The other guy should go based on the chazaka that whatever the other guy's back.
That only applies to metaltlin. It doesn't apply to tzon. Chazaka kol mashu yatachas yad adam shalohu. No, it's not. Talking about a shor or a shore.
Why is that
not
metaltlin?
Because it's godros.
Right.
Can be picked.
Godros ain't lehem chazaka to begin with because they travel back and forth. It's not a case of that. Why should you not believe him? He says the hanu lo yadi the asli yadi bi yisura. Maybe he just bought it. Maybe he claims I just bought it from him. That's why it's in the Rishos. To come up with 1,000 cases. Shahai Shalom. Now, there are two reasons why the Gemara in Bav Metzia says, Ein Shluch Dvar Avera. He says, Ubein Lishon Refarish Barkan Bav Metzia, Taima the Ein Shluch Dvar Avera. What's one reason is we say Ein Shluch Dvar Avera? Mishum, Dishliach Bar Chiyuvahu, Vidivrei Rav, Vidivrei Tama, Divrei Mishomen. You're basically supposed to say, why listen to me? Listen to the Rebbe. Listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, why would he not listen to you?
He didn't know.
Or the another number says the reason is because the guy had a choice. He could have done the Avera or could have not done the Avera. Right. Here, what choice did he have? He didn't know. He's totally Meshogeg. It's totally Shogeg over here. Ain't Shayach Lakan, the Hassam, Ain't Yodeya, Shashliach, the Hassam, Ain't Yodeya, Shashliach Yavor, Avakan, Yodehu, She. In that case, the Shliach doesn't know that the guy he's appointing, right? I'm the bad guy and I'm appointing somebody else. I don't know whether or not for sure he's going to do the Avera. He has a choice to do it or not. But here, there's no reason to think he wouldn't do it. Why would he not do it? So he says, so exactly what we said, Mr. Schiffer, is because it's Peshogi. That's why the concept of ancient Avera does not apply here.
I have one question. When you steal something, you say, you add a bow to your consider
Ghana,
but you Kona at that point? Because if we
sell
only Kona, you make a change in
the thing. There are different types of Kinyan. There are Kinyan that take place immediately. There are also things that becomes yours, completely yours. He's a Kona to the extent that he has to do Shmira, becomes yours with it. There's Yeir, Shashina, Rishus, Shina, Maisa, those are the only things. That just transfers the item into your Rishus, and therefore it you don't have to return that. The Yeshua, Zayir, Shargazel goes away, and you have to return something else. But you still have kinyan. The second you steal it, you have kinyanim. And the only way you become a ganav is if you make a certain kinyan. So according to this mishnah, seems to be indicating that the same kinyanim that apply throughout Shas apply to a ganav. In order to be deemed a ganav, you had to make a kinyan. That means that just gets rid of the heishiv sakzeil sher gazal. Okay, next case. So boya meimar. A meimar asks the following question. Tiknu Meshicha b'shomrim or lo? Is there a concept of Meshicha by shomrim or not? What does that mean? Rashi says, Shelo yischayiv shomer b'shmira atche yimshach. When it comes to a mechira, again, whether it's the Oraisin or Rabbanim, the pattern halach is that you're not calling until this Meshicha, right? Because we don't want to save the kesef, because then maybe you do the kesef and the wheat is still in the storehouse and the fire breaks out. So you need Meshicha. There's the idea that you need Meshicha for Shomer as well. Rashi says that the question is the Shomer Chayuv only when he does Meshicha, or does the Chiyuvim of the Shomer take place at a different time? Tosos learns a little differently. Tosos says, if you look at the next Tosos, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down, he says, Ola Omari b'mibayli b'shol v'socher. We're talking about by a borrower or a renter. Imatzi mashil umaskir. Can the owner who's giving it over who's giving it over for someone to borrow, who's giving it over to someone to rent, right? Can he imatzi mashil umaskir lemahadir bay afilu mashach achi yachab alacha olo? Can the guy retract and say, even though you did mashicha, can you retract and say, I want it back before the borrower or the renter starts using it? So Amar Rav Yemar, Tashma, we'll learn it out from our Mishnah. It's going to be hard to learn it because we already know what the Mishnah says. And the Gemara is trying to figure out what the Mishnah says. So Amar Rav Yemar, Tashma, Nisano l'b'choros b'no. So the Ganav gives it to the Kohen for his b'chor. Ola b'alchovo, or he gives it to his creditor, l'shomachin, l'shol, l'nos v'sachar, l'shocher, or he gives it to his shomer. V'haya moshcho, and the Kohen or the b'alchovo, the shomer is pulling it. V'yotze, from out of the Rishus of the Bailim. Umeis Rishus Bailim, and it dies Rishus of Bailim. Pater. So it says it's Pater. So my love, who's Pater? We say that the Shomer is Pater. Talking about the Shomer pulling it, and the Shomer is Pater, but the Ganav is Chayev. B'shma minash, take the Mashiach b'Shomerim. You see from here that there is Mashiach b'Shomerim, because if the Shomer was Chayev with Achrayus immediately prior to the Mashiach, so then the Ganav would be Chayev right away also. The Ganav's Chayev is dependent upon when the Shomer takes possession, so to speak. If the Shomer is not taking possession until after Mashicha, so the Ganav doesn't have the Chiyuv until after Mashicha. So Gemara says, no, Amrlei, lo, it's not that, it's Ganav. It's talking about the Ganav. And Rashi says, lo, Ganav, v'hachikamar, nasam balabayas l'b'choros b'no, uba Ganav l'gonvo misham. What happened was, is the B'chor, sort of the first day of Rashi, that the owner, maybe the case that the owner gave the B'chor to the Kohen, and then the Ganav went and stole it from the Kohen. Maybe that's the case. So it's nothing to do about the Mashicha of the Shomer. The Gemara says then, wait a second, Hatan Le Resha, right? That's already in the Resha. So the Gemara says, no, it's two different cases. Tana Ganav Shagana Beis Bailim, and Tana Ganav Shagana Beis Shomer. One case is the case where you stole it from the Bailim's house, and one case we stole it from the Shomer's house. The Gemara says, that's not an answer. Amalei Ravashi, lo tidche, mali Ganav Shagana Beis Shomer, mali Ganav Shagana Beis Bailim. What's the difference? The Shomer is in lieu of the Bailim. So you still would be the same rules. There's no difference if you say two different cases. One you're stealing it from the Beis Bailim, one you're stealing it from the house of the Shomer. So Elalav, it's Shomer. The case, like we originally said, the case is where the Shomer is pulling it out, or the Kohen is pulling it out of the Beis Bailim, and the Ganav's Chiyuv is dependent upon whether or not there was a valid Mashicha, meaning he pulled it out of the Rishus, there's a valid Mashicha. So therefore we see, Shema Minah, Tikna Mashicha Mishomer, and Shema Minah. See that the concept of Mashicha applies by the Shomer, because until the Shomer does a valid Mashicha, the Ganav has no Chiyuv. That's a Ganav, he's not a Ganav yet. And Itmar Nami, which also learned directly in the Beis Midrash, Amar Rav Elazar, Kedera Shetikna Mashicha B'Lekuchos, Kach Tikna Mashicha B'Shomer. The same way that they had the concept of Mashicha, that prior to Mashicha, the Lokeach is not the Lokeach, he's not Kone, Kach Tikna Mashicha B'Shomer. So too, prior to Mashicha, the Shomer is not Mechagun Tarashi, the Shomer is not Mitzchayev with any Achrayas, according to the way Tosas learned it, that means prior to once it is Mashicha, you cannot retract. Once the Mashicha is done, you can't retract. And Tani Nami Hachi, you have a Bryce that says the same thing. Kedera Shetikna Mashicha Wulakochos, Kach Tikna Mashicha Wushomrim. Okay, that's the Bryce. Now, Bryce there continues. Ukashem, Shekarka Niknes, Bekesim, Shtar Chazaka. Just like Karka is purchased via three mechanisms. Number one, there's a sale by Kesef. Number two, there's written by Shtar. Number three, there's a Chazaka, where the Lokeach actually does a Maisa in the field in all parts of Gadar. Right, that shows that he's the owner. Kach schirus niknis bekesef shtar chazaka. So too, when you rent, it's bekesef shtar chazaka. So the Gemara says schirus demai. What type of schirus are we talking about that is nikne bekesef shtar chazaka? Ilay mal schirus demetaltalin. If you're talking about schirus of metaltalim, then I'm going to lend you kalim. So metaltalim b'shtar ninu. Metaltalim are not nikne b'shtar. There's no concept of shtar. Rashi says, B'nei Shtarinu Bitmiya, Halo Miknu Metaltlim Elab Mashicha. Metaltlim can only be nicknamed by Mashicha, Kedemim B'Kedushin. V'nehi Nami de Miknu B'Kaspa, the Indian Kibuli Mishapara. I mean, there is an idea that if once you give over the money and there's left to Mashicha, there's a curse of Mishapara, Miyu B'Shtar, that's by Kesef, Miyu B'Shtar, Lo Miknu Midi Devar Mialmaninu. And there's no Kinyonim of the Shtar when it comes to Metaltlim. So what we're talking about, the Gemara says, Amar of Chista, no, Schirus Takarkos, renting land. I'm going to rent your house. I'm going to rent your land. That rent could affect the kinyan. Can be affected by kesef star uchazaka. Meaning, you say the star says hare ani maskir lecha. The kesef you give it over for skiris. Or when I did the chazaka was based on the proposition that it was for rental. So then I go lock the door. It becomes mine. I don't know, they don't talk about mesiris hamafteach, right? By mechiris chametz and all those things. Whoever holds the key. So maybe why is it mesiris mafteach also a case of that? No.
Michael, let's get like this shomer for a second. If you're going to watch my horse, and I bring my horse into your barn. You don't touch it. It's a wild horse. Just let it stay. Is that no mesiach? If I'm bringing it, would that be that?
I don't know.
Each
on it. I don't know. You bring it into my...
I do the whole thing. I bring it into your barn. So you're not doing a mashicha on it.
I would assume that you would need a mashicha. I don't know.
No.
Well, there's no chazaka by it, but he's talking about a sheep. He's talking about a shomer. He's talking about the sheep, which is maybe metalcha, but it's more like godros. But I don't know. Okay. Fine. The Mishnah had mentioned that if the ganav pulls the behema, he's koneh for chiyu geneva. So now the Gemara, this Gemara could actually have been the first Gemara in the Perek. It's talking about the distinctions between a ganav and a goslin. The chiyu of dal vehei, right, only applies. The chiyu of kefil dal vehei only applies to a ganav. Does not apply to a goslin. Amar Rav Elazar, ra'u shehitman b'chol roshin v'tavachu machar m'sham tashlim amar chamisha. They saw a guy hiding. Right, he's hiding in the forest. He's hiding in the forest, and he jumps out to steal, and then does tvicho mechira. Right, so he jumps out in the field. We say over there, he's mishnam tashim over chamisha. We view him as a ganav. He's paying 4 or 5. He's obviously a ganav. So Gemara says, "Amai, why is he a ganav? Halo mashach. He didn't do mashicha. He just jumped up and shefted. He just jumped up and shefted the animal and didn't do mashicha. Why is he chayav for dal vehei? It's a mazik, but he's not chayav for dal vehei." Amar Chizda shehikisha b'makel. I guess the thing was walking. I don't know what you say. He pulled it. But either he pulled it or he did a mashicha. He smacked it on the back with the cane, and then he caused it to walk. That's considered a mashicha. So right, Amar Chizda shehikisha b'makel. So Amri. So then they said to him, okay, v'kevan dira'uhu. Once people saw him, right, he jumped out of the forest, and people saw him. So once people saw him, Gazlan knew he's a Gazlan. He's out in the open. He's a Gazlan, and therefore. Kevin, so if he's a Gazlan, why is he chayv dal vehei? You're not supposed to be chayv dal vehei, right. Only if you're a ganav. So he says, no, Kevin, de ka mitamri minayu ganavu. Since people may have seen it happen, but what was his intent? His intent is to hide. He's doing it secretly. That's a ganav. Right? If a ganav is never seen, he's never going to be caught. So it's what the intent of the person is. He's not out there in the open brazen just stealing. He's trying to hide and do it secretly. He got caught. That's a difference. That's different. But he's still considered a ganav. Because the word of the brayso was ra'uhu. The ra'u, the Edom saw him. Okay. So if he's seen, why is he a gazlan? Why is he a ganav? He's seen. I think if a ganav is somebody who's never seen, then you're never going to catch him.
How do you ever have a Gazlan?
So it depends on what the guy's purpose is. A Gazlan is out in the open.
He stuck a gun in his face.
Right. Right, so that's the question. Right, so he stuck a gun in his face and he's hiding his face. There's a whole tevruah, is that a Gazlan or a Gazlan? Because he's out in the open, but he's hiding behind a mask. Like a bank robber, I don't know.
Then he can't
have
an Aiden.
Figure it out. Ask the questions to figure out if you can figure it out. Maybe he has a certain body type. You know, plenty of times you can figure things out without looking at. They convicted people less. What? So the Gemara says. So Gemara says, "Came into coming time binayo since he's hiding is a ganav." The Gemara asks, "But ela gazlan hechanami." So what's the case of a gazlan, right? When you of a gazlan, we just said if someone saw him, he's still considered a ganav. So when is he considered a gazlan? So Rabbi Avo kegon binayo ben Yehoyada. This is binayo ben Yehoyada, which I believe was David Melech's one of David Melech's generals. Shenamar, the pasuk says about him in Shmuel. That gazela is where you take it directly out of the guy's hands. Guy's holding it, I jump out, and I grab it from him. In that case where he grabbed the spear from the mitzri and he killed him. So I jumped down and he grabbed it from him. In broad daylight, without any intention of hiding, without any intention, he's happy for everyone to see what he's doing. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kigon Bali Shechem," this is Bali Shechem, and shoved him. The Bali Shechem rebelled against Avimelech, Shneamar. The Baal Shechem went out and became bandits on the mountains. And they were gozel anything that passed them on the way. So that's they grabbed everything out of the, directly out of the guy's. They grabbed out of the guy's hands. It's right. It's a holdup. Right? It, that's really. It's not a thief. It's a robber. I guess that's the difference. Right? Is that the term?
That pretty much defines a Gaza.
What?
That pretty much.
That's the Gaza. So the Gemara. So why do we need two psukim? Why did Rabbi Avoh bring it from one and Rabbi Yochanan bring it from the other? So Rabbi Avoh, my time alone, Rami Hai. Why did Rabbi Avoh bring it from Binayo and not bring it from? I guess it's the earlier pasuk of Bal Yisrael. So he says, "My time alo amr mehai amr lach." Rav Avoh say, "Kevon de mitamri etamure." The pasuk says they were hiding. So if they were hiding, maybe they're not really gazlanim. They're hiding, right? So the Gemara. So since they're hiding, lo gazlanim into. They're not gazlanim. Rabbi Yochanan says, "No, hadik hamitamri delo nechzinu inish v'nekru minayim." The reason why they're hiding is they want to do it for the purpose of surprise. If people see the armed bandit standing in the middle of the road, they guess they'll go the other way. They were hiding, and then they jumped out, and then they were gazlanim. I don't know, Gemara doesn't ask the other way around. Why doesn't Rabbi Avoh learn it? Doesn't do that.
Is there kafel by Gaza?
No, there's no kafel by Gaza. It's only by Ganav. Only by Ganav, correct. Only by Ganav. Okay, now I have a little bit of Gaza until we get to the Mishnah. And this is famous Gaza that I think most everybody knows. Shalom Talmidim asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Talmidim asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Mipnei ma hechmira Torah beganav yosder mi Gazlan. Why was the Torah more machmir by the Ganav than from the Gazlan? Right, Rashi says, Hechmir Torah, L'shalim kefel above a chamisha. Why does the Gazlan have to pay, and the Gazlan does not? So Amar Lahan, Rav Yochanan Zakkai responds to him, Zeh, the Gazlan, Hishve kavod eved l'kvod kono. He equates the respect, or lack of respect, of the eved, meaning people, to what he doesn't care. He doesn't care if people see him. He doesn't care if Hashem sees him. He doesn't care if people see him. He's doing it out, he's brazen, he does it out in the open. He's not Yirei Shemayim, but he's not Yirei B'nei Adam. For Zeb, but the Ganav lo hishvik vod ever look for kono. The Ganav is scared of people, but he's not scared of God, but he's scared of people. He'll do it openly in front of Hashem. Hashem sees everything, but he's trying to hide from people. Kaviyachol, it says if asa ayin shomatik il in a roa. It's ayin shomatik. It's really ayin shomala. It's just the way the Gemara does it. It makes it as if the eye above doesn't see. V'ozim shomatik il in a shomas. And it means that even like Hashem doesn't hear or see. As long as the people don't see, I'm okay. God can see it, but as long as people don't see it, I am okay. Shneamar, basically, is if God has no control or is not around. Shneamar, the pasuk says, this is by Yishayahu, who is complaining to the people who try to hide, not listen to him. Right? Hoy hama'amikim me'ashem lastir etza v'haya b'machshach ma'aseim. And the continuation of the pasuk is Vayomer Miroreinu Miyodeinu. Who knows? Who sees us? Who knows what we're doing? Hashem knows, but they're trying to hide from Hashem. And also Ksiv Tehillim Vayomru Lo Yira Yov Lo Yavino Lokei Yaakov. That Hashem doesn't see, and Hashem doesn't understand. And also says in Yecheskel Ki Amru. They said Azav Hashem Es Haaretz. They said God left the land. Ve'ein Hashem Ruah, and He doesn't see. Is that the idea that these people think? That God has, I think it's sort of like a kfira, in that you think that God has no hashkach or has no continuous presence in the world, that He's completely removed, and therefore He doesn't know what's going on with each individual. Okay. So Amar Rav Meir, it says Tanya. I don't know. Do you have that Girsa? What does it say about the Girsa Tanya? Where's that base go? He says the Marshal takes it out. Okay. Amar Rav Meir, Mashalo Mashal. I'll give you a Mashal. Mishum Rav Gamliel, Nim Rav Gamliel, Mad Rav Damer. What is this compared to? L'shnei b'nei Adam shahayu ba'ir v'asu mishteh. You have two people in town, and they each make a party. Echad zimen es b'nei ir. One guy invites all the peasants, all the city folk. V'lo zimen es b'nei melech. But he doesn't invite the princess. He doesn't invite the people from the king's house. The echad lo zimen es b'nei ir v'lo zimen es b'nei melech. The other one just makes a small party, his first family. Doesn't invite any friends, and doesn't invite the king's court either. Ezer mehen on shemaruba. Who is worse? Who's going to have a greater punishment? Haviomer es zimen b'nei ir v'lo zimen es b'nei melech. That who invited everyone in the city, but didn't invite the b'nei melech. Because that's a direct assault, an exact insult onto the b'nei melech. Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says... Second, right. I'm Rabbi Meir. Bor a kama gadol koach shemalach. Let's see how great the power or the maila of work. Shor shebitlo mimalachto chamisha. Shesh lo bitlo mimalachto arba. The shor the owner uses for work. He uses it for his field. So therefore, if you shechter sell ashore, you would have to pay more. But the seh, which is doesn't do any work, the seh basically grazes. It doesn't do any work for you. You use it to get the shearings, but it doesn't do any actual malacha for you. Then you only pay arba. You only pay four. The Torah makes it less. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says, "Lit diferi borei kama gadol kavod abrios." See how important kavod abrios is. Shore shahalach beraglo, the shore which you can will walk on its own. The ganav is not embarrassing himself because he's just walking with the shore. So the gor shahalach beraglo, if you toveyach lemocher, you pay five. But the seh, for some reason, the seh doesn't walk by itself. It's hirkivo akseifo. You have to carry it on your back. There you have to pay arba. Rashi says, "Sesh hirkivo." Haganav shirkivu min haganav akteifo v'zilzlas asmobo v'figa kiv kodesh baruch lo b'tashlum. And therefore, kodesh baruch lo means more makel and says you only have to pay four. So why don't you just have to pay? If kavod abrios is so great, why don't you only pay one or two? Why are you paying four? I don't know.
One thing I have to say, the reason why, don't you need Adam to do keifo and arba?
You always need Adam.
Right, because by definition, if you have Adam, then it's not Gazlan, because someone stole it.
No, but the Gazlan we define is where I stole it directly from you. I walked up to you, and I took that pen right out of your pocket.
I mean,
That's a Gazlan.
Right, okay, so that for sure
you have Adam. A Ganav means I stole it, they saw me sneak into your house, take your thing, but my intent was not to do it directly from you. I was a burglar.
Oh, but Adam is it by definition where someone
saw. No, because I didn't steal it. It doesn't matter about whether someone saw you or not. We define Gazlan as taking it from the person directly.
Before Raul, someone saw him.
Of course, there have to be witnesses. He tried to hide, he got caught. Right. Otherwise, you would never have a case of a Ganav paying.
Right,
you got caught. The definition of Gazlan was by Yigzlos Acharis Miyad HaMitzri. I walked up to you and I grabbed your glasses right off your face. A Ganav would mean I snuck into your house while you were sleeping and I took the glasses. I took the glasses off your dresser. Someone happened to see me.
In that second case, he thought nobody was looking.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh wow. Okay. Next Mishnah. Ein Megadlin Behema Daka the Eretz Yisrael. You have the next one or no? Here or no?
Yeah, the next one?
Yeah, I didn't realize. It's in the soft cover, it's not there. I just don't have the. It doesn't go to the next page. So I want to finish up with the two dots. Okay, thanks. Ein Megadlin Behema Daka the Eretz Yisrael. You cannot supposed to raise Behema Daka, meaning like thin domesticated animals in Eretz Yisrael, which would be like tzon, which is sheep, in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, why? Ein Megadlin Behema Daka Eretz Yisrael. Sorry?
I think
Pondus
is more important.
He says, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Why? Shemavir Sasados. Because it's going to eat up all the fields. They eat up all the fields. And the Chol Sados Eretz Yisrael, Stam Yisrael. They eat up all the fields, and people have no place to, there's going to be no food for anybody. Ein Megadlin Behema Daka Eretz Yisrael. The Megadlin Besuria. But you can do that in Syria. That's Aram Tzova. That's where David was captured it. Machlok is whether the kibush yachid is considered kibush. According to this, it's not considered a legitimate kibush, and therefore it doesn't have the concept of the halachas of Eretz Yisrael. And you can also grow them in the midbaros of Eretz Yisrael, also in the places where there is no, not in the cities, where there's no concern where people aren't going to live. You know, in the mountains of Har Yehuda, people don't really live. Some do, but you know, nowadays. But yeah, that's what they did hurting. Ein megadlim tarnagolim b'Yerushalayim. You can't grow or you can't keep chickens or roosters in Yerushalayim. Mipnei hakadoshim, because of kachim. Why is that? Rashi says they eat the kachim. Where's Rashi? Mipnei kachim she Yisrael ochlim sham basar shlamim v'toda u'maiser behema. Because there, Yisrael, they eat the meat of the shlamim. They eat the meat of the toda and they eat maiser behema there. V'derech tarnagolim naker be'ashpa. The tarnagolim go into the garbage. And Shema Yavu Etzem Kadoshim and Asheris V'Tamak Kadoshim. They're going to go to the garbage and they're going to pull out some tumah and they're going to make your stuff tummy. So you got to be careful. You want to maintain as much purity as possible. Because that's what they do. They go into the garbage.
And the other animals don't.
I don't know, were cats domesticated in Israel at the time of the Mishnah? I don't know. Okay. So maybe those are as well. I mean, whatever it is. V'lo kohanim b'chol Eretz Yisrael b'pnei ha-taharos. And kohanim can't have chickens in all of Eretz Yisrael because of the taharos, because of the truma. We have the same concern that they're going to that these chickens are going to end up touching truma and then we're tamei the truma. Ein megadlim chazirim b'chol makom. You cannot raise pig anywhere. We'll see. There's a ma'aser shahaya. I think the Gemara is going to quote on Daf Pei Beis. And lo yigadel adam as a kelev, you shouldn't have a dog anywhere. Right, right. Rashi says you shouldn't have the dog. It's a kelev mipneishen noshech uminabeach. It bites or it barks. V'mapelas isha meyiroso, and it can cause a woman to miscarry. So you shouldn't have a dog. El im kain haya kasher bishal sheles, unless it's tied up by a chain. Tied up by a chain, then people can pass by. They won't be worried about it damaging them. Ein parsin nishovim liyonim. El im kain haya rochuk min hayishuv shloshim ris. I think the notion of, you don't put up the nests or the dovecotes, right? That's what it is. How do you define it?
Yeah, exactly.
The dovecotes, unless they are 30 ris, which is 4 milin away from the city. I guess I don't know what the concern is. What is it the concern is? Shelo yilkotu ben yoni b'nei yishuv. I guess that's so other people are going to catch the birds and eat them.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's just 30 risks away, because 30 risks away, I guess people are too lazy and they won't go that far to catch the birds. Okay, Tana Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, Ein Megadlin Behema Daka, you cannot raise the Behema Daka, which we say it's from the Eretz Yisrael, El Megadlin Michol Roshin Shem Eretz Yisrael. You can raise them in the fields, in the forests in Eretz Yisrael. So the whole concern is that they can eat all the fields in the Yishuv. But Besuria filu beYishuv, and in Surya you can do it even in the Yishuv, because we're not concerned about Yishuv Eretz Surya, we're only concerned about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Ein Tzorech Lomer b'chutz laretz, and of course in Cedars and Woodmere you can do it because we're not concerned about Yishuv. Tana Idach Ein Megadlin Behema Daka Eretz Yisrael. Another verse says you cannot raise these Behema Daka Eretz Yisrael. Aval Megadlin b'Midbar Shebe Yehuda. Midbar Yehuda you can. Uba Midbar Shebe Sfar Akko. Or in the desert that's near the city of Akko. Again, those are not inhabited places, so that's why you can raise them there. The Ava Pisha Amru, and even though the Chacham said, Ein Megadlin Behema Daka, then you're not supposed to raise these Behemoth Dakas in Eretz Yisrael, Aval Megadlin Behema Gasa, but you can do Behema Gasa. I don't know what it says Ava Pisha Amru. They didn't say it. They said specifically Behema Daka. So you can grow, you can raise Behema Gasa, which is, cattle. You can't do Behema Gasa, but maybe they'll also eat things, because Lefi She'en Gozum Gzeira Al Tzibur Elin Kim Rav Tzibur Chol Lam Lo, because that would be too much. Right, Rashi says, exactly, right, Rashi says, Tzricha B'Yishuv L'Masoi V'L'Charisha, to carry, that was their car, that was their tractor, they need it, right, Elin Kim Rav Tzibur, because he says, Behema Daka, when it comes to Behema Daka, the whole point of Behema Daka is that it's supposed to be eaten, I guess. So Efshel L'Havi Mechutz L'Aretz, you can import it. Just import it, and then you bring it in, and you shaft it. That's not a big deal. But Behema Gasa, Efshel L'Havi Mechutz L'Aretz, you can't just bring it for Chutz L'Aretz, because you need it for day-to-day usage. So just to import it for what? You need it for day-to-day usage. So therefore, you're allowed to raise them.
All those millions of sheep they used to place up, they imported from that, so that sounds better.
Or they were in the areas where they were allowed. They were in the Har Yehuda, they were the place outside of Akko, they were in the Yaros, or all the other exceptions that were listed. The Afo Pisha Amru Emegad Behemadaka, and even though, and now here comes your case also, even though they said that you cannot grow Behemadaka in Eretz Yisrael, Aval, Mashehu Kodom Lerego Shloshim Yom. You can buy it and bring it in 30 days before the Yontif. Any Yontif that you would need, I guess.
Every
Yontif
was busy.
But also I think it's the Kodem Mishneh Beno Shloshim Yom, mostly before the wedding. You can have it for 30 days in advance to prepare. Ubilvad Shelo Yasheh Es Ha'achrona Shloshim Yom. But you can't delay it 30 years. Meaning, Rashi says, Lakach behemos kodem l'regel shochim shloshim yom v'som l'regel. I bought an animal 3 days before Yontif. I bought another animal 2 days before Yontif. Lo yomar harini shoches es hamikdomos u'ma'achar es achronos afl achar regel aber lo shloshim yom mechon. Again, I don't say, I bought 2 days before Yontif. Because Yontif of Shu is only 1 day. So I have 27 days now to shef it afterwards. You can't do that. You can't do that. You have to do it. What?
You can't play that game.
No, it's 30 days before Yontif. Yontif is the cutoff. That's it. Right. That's it. Okay, why? The Gemara says, why do you have to tell this? Because Sakhalai the Chamina, you would have thought, the E Nafak Regel, if the regel already passed, Umikizavna al Hashta, Akati Lomo Tlosin Yomim, but from the time I bought it until now, it's not 30 days, I could keep it. The Rai says, Lo Nema Tlosin Mishra Shar Lashuye. Don't say, it's not that you're allowed to keep it for 30 days. It's 30 days prior for the regulars when you're allowed to start by Stein Ella. Came in enough of the regal, only by the street. Once the regal passed, or the wedding passed, you cannot keep it over. And then the Mishnah that says, the Rai says again, the hatabach, I guess that's the shochet. That's his business. Lokeach v'shochet, lokeach v'shoheh, ubelvach lo yisha ha'aguna shebahen shloshim yom. The tabach, that's his business. He can buy behemoth dakos, even Eretz Yisrael, and he can shech them right away, or he can even buy them and leave them over to shech them after a time, even more than 30 days, because he's not letting the graze. He's not going to go anywhere. He's going to keep it near him, I guess, for purposes of
business.
Where he says, Ubelvad shelo yasha ha'aguna shebehen shloshim yom. I think that's the last one. Rashi says, Ubelvad shelo yasha ha'aguna. Rashi says, ha'mi'ucheres limecho. He still can't just delay it for that 30 days. I guess he can buy it for 30 days prior to the Yom HaShuk. He can delay it for 30 days prior to the Yom HaShuk, but he can't. I mean, so even the Yom HaShuk is not within the time period of a Yontif. He can, like in March or whatever it is, or February, he can buy it in 30 days, but he can't delay it and say, oh, I bought this 2 days before Yom HaShuk, and now I have 28 days after Yom HaShuk to keep it. So that's a Yontif.
Second,
30 days beforehand, you can. I don't know whether Pesach Sheni was necessarily kept at certain. I don't know if that's whatever the Yontif is. Okay, fine. We'll stop here.